Good morning.
It's exactly what he has been asking for and what he needs. David Cameron is fighting an uphill battle, and he's very keen to show that to British voters. The key to overcome last pockets of resistance to a deal now seem to be bilateral meetings.
The deal is possible, but timing, it will depend what kind of deepness of drama some countries would like to perform.
Deepness of drama?
Yes, some countries
so
would like...
Who are the culprits
everybody,
here?
Everybody.
Take Greece, for example. The Greek Prime Minister has apparently brought the refugee crisis back on the agenda. Greece wants its EU peers to pledge to keep their borders open to refugees, at least until March, a government source said, or it will refuse to adopt an accord keeping Britain in the bloc. Then there is Belgium. The country is pressing for a clause to ensure a deal with Britain would automatically cease to exist in case of a vote to leave, to make sure there was no possibility for a second renegotiation. It's very clear. There will be no second chance. It's now or never, and we have to get this message across with the full capacity of Europe. The marathon talks continue, and plans for an English breakfast, brunch or lunch have long been transformed into plans for a dinner to hammer out a final deal.
And our Brussels correspondent is standing by with the very latest, Max Hoffman. He joins us now. Max, so do we have any indications on where things stand at this hour? Are they at least close to coming to some sort of consensus?
Well, we have news concerning the food. Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, decided to skip the dinner, I think, and she went for, and that's not a joke, she went to grab some fries just next to the building here, the European Council building, because everybody took a break for about 2 hours to clear their head and to approach this, what might be final stretch of negotiations. All the delegations were advised to get hotel reservations here in case it drags on through the night and maybe even the morning, but the most diplomats I've been talking to think that within the next hours there will be a deal, but of course they couldn't give me any guarantees.
As if anybody would actually be sleeping in those hotels, Max. It looks like